Hakim, again, it's a difficult task to answer to these extremely complex questions in 4 minutes. 4 minutes, yes? Okay.
4 minutes,
And
yeah.
be the first so I cannot compliment the others. Okay, well,
You set the tone.
It's, I mean, let's say something that I think it's extremely important is to try to differentiate the type of territorial scales in terms of multi-stakeholder engagement. And so that means to add also the multi-level dimension of the stakeholder engagement. And here I would like to focus especially as we are here in the UN context and plus the other question is about how we can contribute not to revitalize the multilateral system. Is crucial that the work that as a local government we are doing on the ground and that sometimes is frankly speaking also let's say a little bit in competition with the narrative of the member states. This is something that we can maintain at the level of the political narrative, but we absolutely do not have to do in the concrete implementation of policies. The way local government, concretely in our case cities, can reinforce the multilateral system is through a structured dialogue with our member states and by demonstrating our capacity, especially in terms of, let's say, implementation delivery, to the members. That means concretely that tomorrow there will be, by the way, a very nice exercise on this topic organized by One Habitat. So how we can connect and demonstrate that cities are implementing policies and budget at local level in a framework of principle led by subsidiarity and proportionality, of course, are contributing concretely to the goals defined at national level, and then in some cases, like our case, European Union, at regional level. And by the way, I would also add at regional level in the UN system, because we know that also the regional commission are reporting. This year, the European Union will report at the HLPF. And that means that very concretely, as you know, many of us are preparing the voluntary local reviews. By the way, Madrid just presented its first voluntary local review actually this Monday. That these reviews actually contribute to the voluntary national review and possibly to the regional one when it's the case. Just in this way, we can actually have concrete arguments to advocate to have a role that is legitimated not just by a narrative but also by evidence. That means to not just be the one that have to give the first answer to problems and also the one that are just there to implement policies and budget, but also to be involved in the rest of the steps of the policy cycle. So this is actually the, let's say, crucial, critical added value to have a global agenda that give us a common language, common goals, some hints of common metrics to work together as local government, but especially to demonstrate how we contribute to the member state goals, remembering that the multilateral system is still a member state-led intergovernmental context. So it's fundamental to do our work as local governments, especially through UCLG, the Global Task Force, but the real let's say change will be made just if we work hand in hand with our members. So I think that the intervention of Faza from Slovenia was extremely at the point because the first thing we have to do back home is to enhance our capacity from both sides to work together, to dialogue, because otherwise we will not be able to implement. And we are seeing this at European Union level. We have a lot of money that have been put there because to give an answer to the COVID, etc., plus the normal multi-annual financial framework, but still member states are not able to implement and spend the money without local administration that have the technical, administrative, and also the competencies that they need. So for this, I just would like to give a key word that is subsidiarity, that I think should be implemented national level, but also in the multilateral context.
Thank you.